The blue crane swings 132 feet above a part of downtown known as the Block. It makes it possible to move nearly every heavy piece of material needed to build a six-story building. For more than 25 years, various interests have wanted to see commercial and residential development come to an area that during segregation was the heart of the Black community. Former city council member and local attorney Gene Ellison once owned property on Market Street. He says development has been a long time coming because of the number of interested parties. Private property owners, out-of-town developers, a church, a museum, city and county government, each with their own vision of the future of the Block.
And so you had a number of different developers that had gotten in bed with different parties down there, and they had their own idea of what they wanted to do.
Two not-for-profits, Mountain Housing Opportunities and Eagle Market Streets Development Corporation, are leading the effort to build 62 affordable apartments, 4,000 square feet of community space, a landscaped courtyard, and 10,000 square feet of commercial and retail space. Stephanie Swepson Twitty is president and CEO of Eagle Market Streets Development Corporation. After years of hope and plenty of frustration, she's filled with optimism about the future of the area.
Oh, it is absolutely amazingly exciting. I have spent roughly going on 14 years of those 26 years working on this project, and to actually see it coming out of the ground and to have joined a partner like Mountain Housing Opportunities Incorporated, there aren't words to describe it.
Cindy Visnick Weeks is project manager with Mountain Housing Opportunities. She says the area suffered during urban renewal in the 1960s and early 1970s when businesses and residents were displaced. She says the neighborhood has been in distress for a number of years and has long needed an infusion of capital.
Most of the entire Block neighborhood was actually torn down, and the folks and the businesses were moved out, honestly, with federal, state, local money. And so this represents a return of businesses and homes to this community. It'll never be what it once was, we all know that, but we're hoping to get as many young African-American entrepreneurs in here as we can. We're working at that right now, and restoring the real estate is going to be a big plus for downtown Asheville.
The YMI Cultural Center sits on the corner of Eagle and Market Streets. The Young Men's Institute was built in the late 1800s. The building was designed by architect Richard Sharp Smith, the supervising architect for the Biltmore House. George Vanderbilt financed its construction. Today, Roy Harris is a member of the YMI Board of Directors. He says the project is long overdue, and he's pleased it's well underway.
It's exciting. A little dust flying all over the place now, but the noise, but as I tell people all the time, you know that your neighborhood is alive. Number one, if you hear kids in the neighborhood. The second thing is that if you hear birds in the neighborhood. And next thing is that if you hear hammers in your neighborhood, you know that there's progress. And so we got all of that here. Kids over there. Birds in the tree, hammering noise over there. So it's good news.
Attorney Gene Ellison says gentrification is always a possibility when a historically Black neighborhood is redeveloped, but he says in this case, it's unlikely.
It will be most difficult to have gentrification as long as the Wyoming Cultural Center and Mount Zion Church are the centerpieces of the Block.
Ellison added that he's convinced the two local developers are committed to maintaining a mixed-income neighborhood. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.